Time to find out all about Geronimo Stilton. That name has been on our board for interviews for like a week or two now, and people keep looking at it and wondering, what is this? And that's what we're going to find out this morning with Tom Engelberger. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. When did you first become aware of Geronimo Stilton?
Well, it's way back when. We checked an audiobook out from the library for a car trip, and it had a mouse on the cover. I didn't even know what it was all about. And we put it in, and we just fell in love with this character named Geronimo Stilton. He's a mouse, and he is a reporter. And all he wants to do, really, is just sit around his office eating cheese and writing stories for the paper. But instead, every book, he ends up going on some kind of wacky, over-the-top adventure. We just fall in love with this character who doesn't want to go on adventures, but always does. And a few years later, I was given this opportunity to actually become part of the Geronimo universe.
Now, you have put it into a graphic novel, but I've seen on things, there's characters. I even see one where he's signing autographs at some sort of event or something. So, he's in different forms everywhere, right?
I know. He's huge. A lot of your listeners may not know him, but their kids probably do. He's huge. I feel honored that they trusted me to have fun with their famous character.
Now, how are you able to translate it from, it's in the written form, but putting it into sort of a graphic novel, sort of, it has more of the cartoon panel look to it. Tell me a little bit about that process.
Right. Well, that's been my dream since I was a kid, was to write comic books, and I kept writing comics, and it took me a while to convince the world to actually let me do my own graphic novel, but they decided to give me a chance with this, and I'm so grateful. When I went through the book and found out there was going to be a mouse on water skis, water skiing through the sewer, I thought, I would love to try this. I don't know if I can pull it off or not, but I would love to try drawing all this crazy business. And so I just dug into it, and one crazy drawing after another, and we ended up with almost 200 pages of crazy mouse antics.
And a lot of smell, I guess. If you wanted to put a scratch and sniff, I don't know if I'd go in. But there's a lot of way to be very descriptive in character. But who else is part of the Geronimo's world?
Well, yeah. So what happens with that smell is it takes over the whole city. It smells so bad that everybody leaves except for Geronimo and his old friend Hercule Poirot, the famous detective. And so Geronimo just wants to hide, but his buddy, the detective, says they should go down into the sewers and try to find out where the stink is coming from. So they go down there to solve the mystery, and they find out that the rodent responsible is the queen of the sewers, and it just gets stranger and stranger from there, and stinkier.
Now, what was your process in this, with the illustrations or the storyline or editing it together? Tell me about that.
Right. The storyline existed, and I just had to figure out how to draw all of it, and for another thing, how to break it down so it'd be really easy for a kid to read, so that we could keep most of the stuff in speech balloons and really keep things rolling along. And let me tell you, it was so much fun. It was a lot of work, but every time it was so much fun.
We're talking with Tom Engelberger. The book is called Geronimo Stilton. It's the graphic novel, The Sewer Rats Stink. I'm just going through here, and I love with the graphic novels anything. You have part of the story that moves through, and then you just have little bits and pieces within the illustration to attract my attention. A lot of fun, different things going on here. Tell me, I guess, when you're putting this, what age is this written for? I know that Geronimo Stilton has a certain age range that follow him, but what age is this graphic novel intended for?
So what my goal when I'm writing this is to write something that an early reader will be able to jump right in on. So a first or second grader, I want them to be able to jump into this book and get to experience the story, even if they're just getting started with reading. They're not, you know, maybe they're not the best reader yet. They're just learning. I want this, the illustrations and the fun to pull them through the story. But then I'm also hoping that an older kid will be drawn back to maybe read it again when they're a little bit older, or read it for the first time when they're a little bit older, just because they know they're going to get lots of action and lots of silly business. And hopefully they're just going to have fun no matter what age they are. I'm even hoping maybe a couple of adults will crack it open and give it a try.
Well, a lot of times there's a sort of different layers to stories, some that the kids can understand. And then you mentioned that little, you know, the play on words of Hercule Poirot, I think you said.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a little bit of that to maybe spawn
there's other. There's a lot of that. There's tons of terrible puns and cheese-based humor. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in here.
Right. So do you prefer Roquefort, blue cheese, or Stilton? Have you tried these just to sample to get the aroma and flavor of what you needed to put into the book?
You know what? I had never tried Stilton cheese, and then after finding out about Geronimo, I was like, I better try that cheese and find out. It's really good cheese.
Sure. Yeah. You know, you have to develop a taste for it as well, but it's just a fun way to get people to pick up the book. Geronimo Stilton, the graphic novel, The Sewer Rat Stink, and is available everywhere, I guess, as they say?
I sure hope so. It should be available online and various places, and I'm hoping people will maybe reach out to their local independent bookstore, check out their website. A lot of these places, you know, they're struggling right now, but they're able to order books for you and get them shipped straight to your house. So you might be able to enjoy a stinky graphic novel without even leaving your house.
Yeah, that's a good plug for write that on your spine or your endorsement for your book. This book stinks, right? That's what. That's a positive thing for you. Tom, we appreciate your time sharing. It's great. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. This was fun.
Thanks. There you go. Tom Engelberger joining us this morning with The Sewer Rat Stink, Geronimo Stilton, a graphic novel.